something back to make the people get out of the seat. Everybody is good. Lift your phone and clap your hands. Come, come on down to the front, but you can feel the beat. From the left to right, to the back, to the middle and the front. Don't be uptight, shake it off and do what you want. But let's go up into the club and get a little bit of fun. I know you love because I'm funky, cause I just want to show you some love. But you the mothers on the avenue. But not the kid. See, I'm like that old fuck of the Crisco. They're sitting on top of the stove. Send my summer to a sizzle like a name. Now wait till the master dip. Let the other go first, so the mother won't miss. Fry till we find the crisp. See, we be cooking, so the bones can raise their fists like this. Now you know how it's going down. Don't let your neck dip. Your back is working straight down to your feet. Right there, baby. Just don't get neat. Come on, everybody, let's I just want to let you down. Yeah. I just want y'all to get down. Yeah. Everybody come lay down. Come on down in the front, but baby, yo, it's cool. It's cool. Everybody making the bump. You in school. You in school. But take a lesson from the best. Cause I'm the best thing. I got the music and the instruments. And the left, my weapons are hanging. Everybody on the floor. Got the music and the beat. Clap your hands. Clap it, but just stop the beat. I just wanna put you down. Yeah. I just want y'all to get down. Yeah. Everybody come lay down. Yeah. Everybody come lay down. Outside where you at?
No me dejan en paz. That's Carlos and Charlos. And my partner got me that record. She went and saw them in Oakland last week. And she's, I'm going to Carlos and Charlos. And I'm just like, what? Like, Carlos and Carlos? And she's like, no, Carlos and Charlos, Bendale. And I'm like, yeah, so it's Carlos and Charlos. I want to introduce, we've got a couple of people in here, which is fantastic.
Check Stu? 1, 2, hello.
Yeah, Stu, you're live, and then...
check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
There first try. I believe that was the first fader I brought up. That's fantastic. So you guys are playing next door. I just, let me do a little preface this for a bit. There's aspects of this that I am super intrigued with. One, that you're coming from New Zealand and you're touring around the United States, one. And then we were standing outside and Stu, you were like, you know what kind of music we play? And I'm like, no, I don't. And we're like, we're death metal. And I'm like, so with that, Stu, tell me about, you said you were a progressive type. You know, I've got friends who are like metalheads, and I like certain types of metal. I don't know what constitutes being death metal from, you know, mathcore or whatever, you know, however things are labeled. So how would you describe your music?
Well, it's a question that we get asked quite often, because I think when it comes to metal, we're definitely in the more abstract kind of zone, and some people will call us progressive technical death metal, some people call us avant-garde death metal, so we kind of leave it up to the listener and don't concern ourselves too much with what the genre people want to put us in, but ultimately it's definitely in the more abstract realm of death metal, where we're using like synthesizers. Uh-huh. And we experiment a lot with soundscapes, as well as having the extreme brutality, and we'll mix in all sorts of genres within death metal. So it's kind of abstract. It's different. It's we're trying to do something that's different, out of the ordinary, a little bit new. So yeah.
What's your reaction with the you know, death metal heads, the purists? Are there, you get pushback on this, or I don't know what the community's like. Maybe they're super open minded. It's like, yeah, man, taking it to another level. Or
I think that we haven't really had much pushback, to be honest. Like most people have been, I think the most we've had is people kind of taken back with what we're doing, and a little bit, you know.
In a good way?
Yeah, I think in a good way. I think there have been people who sort of don't know quite what to make of it. Mm-hmm. But I think for the most part, maybe they'll just turn us off. But, you know.
So when I hear, like, death metal, does that mean, is that like a, there's a certain... you know, of the music, something that comes to mind. But what about, like, lyrically? Are they themes around death? Is that mandatory, or how does that work? Are there lyrics? I don't know. You could be an instrumental band. I'm not sure.
No, we definitely have lyrics, and I think traditionally a lot of death metal is about death. We have, even our lyrical content is a bit more in the abstract realm. Uh-huh. We just released an album last Friday, which is like just come out, and it's a concept album, so it's 10 songs and 10 parts. And Nick, you can probably explain the story a little bit better than I can.
Yeah, sure. It's just it's like a concept album about, like, unrequited love, basically. So it's about, like, someone who falls in love with someone, and then the feelings aren't reciprocated, and then it sort of follows their descent into becoming a stalker and, you know, becoming obsessed and all that kind of thing. As you said, there's, like, probably some generic, don't want to use the term generic, but like stereotypes maybe with death metal, like, sure. Yeah, everyone thinks, oh, it's just horror, death, whatever. Uh-huh. But like, yeah, we definitely like to push the boundaries a little bit, and it's not often, yeah, like you'll hear death metal songs about love and stuff, so there's a bit of that on the new album as well.
All right, well, I think, you know, the love song can creep into many genres.
Of course.
What is, why don't you introduce, I don't even know the name of your band, your act, you know, your band.
Yeah, so the name of the band is Blindfolded and Led to the Woods.
All right, Blindfolded and Led to the Woods?
Yep.
Wow, that that conjures up a nice image.
Well, once again,
is there an acronym in there?
Well, BALTTW.
Okay,
is there, or I don't know, BALTSWA. I don't know if that's.
But most people kind of just call us blindfolded. That's kind of like what we've been shortened to.
All right,
but you know,
we've been a band for 15 years, and
shit.
Yeah, so when we started, like the main sort of way to discover music was MySpace.
Okay.
Like online.
Yeah.
The only way to stick out on MySpace back in the day was to have a really long band name.
Sure.
And so that we're kind of like, I sort of joke that we're like a leftover relic from a forgotten age, you know, but everyone our age remembers MySpace and discovering bands and stuff. So we're just fortunate enough that 15 years later we're still going, and so we've still got the name, you know.
So you're in the States, so you're in New Zealand, and that's like a fucking long way away. So when you plan out a tour, it's how long you guys left the homeland on this tour? It's got to be like for a couple of years, or how does this work?
So this whole tour has taken about 2 years to get to this point.
Right.
To organize. Like, by the time you do all the visas and all that kind of stuff, and we were supposed to come last year, and then our visa got declined, and then we had to challenge it, and then we had to like go through the process. We had to go to the embassy to get an interview.
Oh, man.
It's all good. Like, we're here. We made it, you know.
Right.
So we're just stoked. So we're here for a month. We're doing 20 shows around the States. We flew in last Thursday.
Okay.
We flew into LA, and we've done shows in LA, San Diego, Palmdale, and then tonight San Fran.
How's the reception with you guys? Are you with a set group of people that are touring?
Yeah, so there's us, and there's a band from Kentucky called Volcandra.
All right.
And we're on the same record label. That's how we got like put together.
Okay, right.
And our record label's based in the States. We're doing the whole run together. We met them on the first day, and it's been awesome.
Fantastic. What's your job?
My job?
Yeah.
I'm the bass player.
Fancy you sing at all, or?
I do a little bit of backing vocals now, but yeah.
Do you have a front man, or?
Yeah.
Is that you?
No, it's not me.
Oh, okay.
No, I play guitar and a little bit of vocals as well.
Okay. Because I was going to ask you, I got an acoustic guitar here. I was like, man, can you like distill this down to a guitar?
Probably not with an acoustic.
It would probably just descend into like Flight of the Conchords covers, you know, like New Zealand classics.
I don't even know how to play an acoustic guitar.
It's been too long.
How much left you got in the tour?
It's coming up a week, so we've got 3 weeks to go.
How far east are you getting?
So I think the furthest east we get is Chicago.
I'm going there tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So I think
that's
so.
Where I grew up anyway.
Yeah. After this, we do Reading tomorrow night, then up to Oregon, Portland.
Okay.
Then Seattle. And then we sort of make our way across with a few shows to Chicago. I can't remember exactly.
Do you know the venue you're playing in Chicago?
Ridgie's Joint.
Okay, no, I'm about 20 years out.
Sweet. Then after Chicago, we make our way down to like, I think the further south we get is like Phoenix.
Okay.
Phoenix, and then we finish the tour in Las Vegas.
Man, that's a nice loop.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And then I see you were unloading the van, and it was just like, holy shit, I was like, that's some heavy artillery, you know, like a little like half stack.
Yeah.
You know, like, all right, something's going on here.
Yeah, it's going to get loud.
Yeah, right on. And so how does that work? You just pack it all in the van and off to the next thing?
We're lucky that Volcandra, because they're based in Kentucky, they drove out with most of
using their gear, basically?
Yeah, but we bought our own guitars, and like a drummer bought
your synthesizer, or maybe they don't have a synth.
We bought backing tracks.
All right.
Our drummer brings his snare, kick, cymbals. We just bring our guitars. That's pretty much it.
Well, I'd love to listen to one of your songs. So I'm going to give you the Google, and you can, if you can just kind of call up one of your songs, do a search on it. And
I reckon I reckon we should play the title track of the new album, Stu.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
15 years, so you guys are mates, huh? Like, you grew up together?
Yeah, well, yeah, Stu and I, we used to play in other bands before we got into bands.
So were you death metal bands, or what kind of...
Yeah, it was, like, metal... Well, My band was like metal adjacent, I guess. Yeah, okay. It was like heavier, but it wasn't.
Who were some of your influences like growing up?
For me,
yeah.
Like, well, man, I'm a massive Primus fan, actually. Like,
oh wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, Les Claypool's like probably my biggest influence as a bass player, you know.
Yeah.
But then I got it like my favorite band of all time is the Dillinger Escape Plan, who are like mathcore, who you mentioned you were talking about off air. But yeah, so like. Yeah, I try and bring a bit of the Primacy kind of weird bass stuff into the death metal realm, and that's, I guess, one aspect of why it becomes a bit more abstract, you know.
And Stu, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
In the band.
Guitar and sort of main songwriter, so I sort of compose everything and then bring it to the band, and everyone puts their flair on things. So I don't write the lyrics, though, although I have written lyrics in previous albums, but our vocalist Stace has written all of the lyrics for the new album.
Right. So what kind of guitar do you play, and what's your rig?
Yeah, so
well, I mean, maybe not today, at least what your guitar and stomp box, whatever. What's your...
Yeah, well, I've got a really simple setup for this tour. It's basically just like a sort of standalone guitar amp that's a pedal as well. It's 100 watts.
Okay.
So it kind of does everything. And then I've just got a couple of effects pedals around that. And then we, Dan and I, we both play 7-string guitars. So, yeah.
Now, did you say 7-string guitars?
7-string guitars.
So what does the 7th string do? It's a B flat or...
Exactly. Yeah. So it's on the top. So you've got a big, hefty string, you know, you got a normal 6-string
guitar. And do you
guitar.
Like detune the whole mass down? Or?
Absolutely.
Oh shit! Yeah. So how far are you? Like a whole step down, or?
Well, it's multiple steps down actually. So we're in.
How did the strings like fall off the bridge?
Well, no. Once the guitar is set up for it, it's fine. But we go down to G sharp on the top string, and then it's standard tuning from there.
Okay.
So if it was a 6-string, it would be C sharp standard.
All right. So that that's down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So we're we're down in that. So let's what's the name of this song? It's called Spanish Joint. Is that no.
Well, so we'll play The Hardest Thing About Being God Is That No One Believes Me.
Okay, let's do that. I'm gonna turn this up. We're gonna touch The Hardest Thing.
I wasn't when, although I wasn't there. He said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you'd die alone.
Midjure doing Man Who Sold the World. Gentlemen, introduce yourselves one more time and tell us about where you're heading and what you're doing. And
I'm Nick, and we've got Stu here. We're from Blindfolded and Led to the Woods. We're currently on tour in the United States of America. Tonight we're playing next door at the Makeout Room for free. Doors are at 9. First band's at 9:30. We'll be on after that. And then tomorrow we're in Redding, California. And the day after that, Thursday, we're in Portland, Oregon at the High Water Mark.
All right. And then we're going to do this is Snow Angel, you said?
Snow Angels.
All right. So let's see. I got to make
minute 40 of this is intensity.
All right. Let's let's do this together, shall we? I'm going to hold your hand there, Stu. We're going to do this. Was Osabisa, another flea market find. I bought it just judging by the cover. It had a flying elephant and going against a lizard rhinoceros.
But they were a band, and you know, in the 70s, kind of African. I think they're from Guyana. And that was Wayaya. And we're going, this is a segment we do here. It's called Rise from the Basement, because it's no lie, in the basement we're miles apart. No surprise, going to rise from the basement. And what it is, it's home record. It's any style, any genre. It just has to be recorded where you live, where you sleep. This is John Turkey's Nightmare. We played him. This is a cat that I know. I saw him today. I'm like, hey, man, doing a show tonight. Can I play one of your songs? And he's like, yeah, can you play this one? It's only when you're lonely. You're lonely. Let's see if I can touch that.
Let me be the one. our security shot through the wall. Future dreams we have to realize. A thousand skeptic hands won't keep us from the things we plan. Unless we're clinging to the things we prize.
across the bend. We waited, waiting along the streets. We went parading, never looking back to where we'd been. Autumn temptress, sundown angel, inside your blood, you aren't so young. I came to you, a loving vandal, and heard your heart, and touched your tongue. They became a lighted candle, sky fell down. We need your sandal in your eye, I began to spin. Speak when I feel this way. Don't keep your feelings undercover. Tell me what you want today. Don't leave me in the air to hover, sing it out. Don't make me suffer, don't be ashamed. Love is no sin. Springtime woman, sunrise girl, I'm hiding behind the sea. Trick or treat the Halloween world. I don't seek, but you can catch me. I won't chase you until you hurl your wig to me and make me twirl your alive underneath my skin. Talking, baby, talking back to the USA. Had a fine vacation. I had some shoes today. 20 years went by. I couldn't decide. I took a little ride. I rode it like a siren. Water was fine. I had a great time. I knew. Just a little bit longer, longer. Just a little bit longer, longer. I'm talking, baby. I got a ride out of San Lucas. A motorcycle on the rooftop.
Yeah, that was Spirit. Let me grab this. This has been Bughouse Square. This is Radio Valencia. Check out, don't forget, the fundraiser, the 19th at the GRNHS Gallery. check that out if you can. There's bands and stuff and prizes and all kinds of things. So check that out. That was Mechanical World, Spirit. Before that, we had Tim Buckley, A Certain Frank, the Creator headphones. We had Howard Jones and Al Green. Thanks for doing what you got to do to do. This has been Bug House Square. Thank you. Blindfolded in the Woods. They're going to go over there and hang out with those dudes. And let's do this. Be as good as you can and help those who struggle with that sort of thing. And that's all we, you know, that's not all we can do. But resist. That's all I'm going to fucking resist.